Baba Basra, Daf Samach Amad Beis, page 60, side B. So he said to him, Zil ha'idna v'solo mochar, go now and come back tomorrow, because he wanted to cut his own tree, as will be explained later on. Belelia shodar, at night time, Rabbi Yanai sent, katsi elahu the day, he cut off his own tree. Lemochar also, that the next day, that person came to Kameh before Rabbi Yanai. Omar leis, Rabbi Yanai says, zil koitz, go cut your tree, because the people of the public domain of the street have a right to stop you and from having your tree grow on the Yerushalayim. Omar leis, the person said, Homar nami islay, but you also have a tree that is bending, that is tilting into the Shusurabim. How come you're telling me to cut my tree? Amalei, Rabbi Yanai said, Zil chazi, go take a look. I koitz didi, if my tree is cut, koitz didach, then cut yours. V'iloi, koitz didi, but if my tree is not cut, loy tokutz at, then also you don't need to cut. So now the Gemara explains the view of Rabbi Yanai. So the Gemara asks me, Koro, in the beginning, that Rabbi Yanai allowed this tree to be tilting into the Shurabi, my sover, what was he thinking? Ulebasoifer, at the end that he cut it off, my sover, what was he thinking? The Gemara, he caught in the beginning, sover, he thought, Nichaluhu libnei Rishusarabim, that it's good, it's comfortable for them, for the people of the public domain, with that tree, because the Yosve Betula, because they can sit in the shade. But then, Kevin the Chozer the Kamakvi, since he saw that the people of the public domain are preventing on the other person, they're complaining that his tree is bending into the Shusarabim. So he understood that also his tree is not good for the people of the Shusarabim. But the reason they didn't protest is because of respect for Rabbi Yanai. And therefore, Shodar Katsi. So therefore, he said, he sent to cut his tree. So the Gemara asks, V'lei Malei, so why didn't Rabbi Yanai say to the person, Zil Koitz Didoch, V'hodar Okutz Didi, you go and cut your tree, and then I'll cut mine. So why did Rabbi Yanai have to push him off till the next day? And the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yanai did so mishum Reish Lakish, because of the drasha that Reish Lakish said, the Omar, because he says in the Pasukim Tzvanya Beis Aleph, his koishishu v'koishu. And the meaning is that you koishishu, remove the straw from your eyes, and then v'koishu, then you will remove the straws from other people. In other words, Kishoit atzmecha, first rebuke yourself, conduct yourself in the true way, first, and ba'achar kach shet achedim, and only afterwards can you tell others that what they should do. We learned in our Mishnah on Amad Aleph, Avolim Rotzo, koinis l'tuch shaloi u'moitzi. If he wishes to, he can bring it inside to his property, he brings in the wall closer to his property, so the protrusion, then he can take out the disease. So the question that Amiroyim had with this halacha is, what happens if konas, if a person brought in his wall into his property, but veloy hoitzi, and then he didn't take out these azizim and the gzutrois immediately? Now, the question is he allowed to later on to go ahead and take out the zizim and the gzutrois to that place, that into the area that he had initially brought his wall closer into his property? And that is, do we say that he has forgiven that place to the people of the public domain or not? The Gemara brings down that this is a machlokes of Amoraim. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan says that konas moitzi, that if he brought in the wall, then he can take out the zizim and the gzutrois to the area that he is brought in. Reish Lakish Omar, Reish Lakish says, konas einei moitzi, that if he brought in, he's not allowed to take it out anymore, because he's already forgiven that space to the Bnei Rishus Rabim, and he can no longer disturb the Rishus Rabim now by taking out the zizim and the gzutrois. Omale Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Achlifa, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Achlifa, Asbir Aloch, I will explain to you in what is the machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish with regards lehoitzi, to take out the zizim later on, kula amale pligi. There is really no disagreement. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish don't agree the moitzi that he can take out, because he did not forgive on his portion. Ki pligi, the argument is with regards lehachzik zolim lemekoimam, to bring back the walls to the original place where they were before he brought them in. The ibcha itmar, and we need to change the disagreement in the opposite way. Rabbi Yechonovan aimim machzir, that he cannot return the walls back to their place. Vereishlok. Kishomar Machzir, and Rish Lakish can say you can bring them back. What's the reason for their disagreement? Rabbi Yechon says Eine Machzir, he cannot bring him back Meshum the Rabbi Yehuda because of the Loch of Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says Meitzer Sheikh Ziku Bei Rabim, a boundary that is in between two fields that has been Muchzik, they held on to it, the Rabbim. They started walking in there and the owners knew and they were quiet. Also the Kalkaloi. It is prohibited to ruin it because since the owners forgave on their portion for the community, it becomes the public property. So likewise, when one has brought in the wall, he cannot take it out after a time, after, because since he left it for the public to go there, he has given up for that place. But Rish Lakish says, no, that Machzir, he can take back the walls, put them back to the initial place. And this, that Rabbi Yehuda says, that a Meitzer Sheikh Ziku Barab Mosul calculate that if they've already established their rights there, you can ruin it. Hanimilech de lekarach rafcha. That these words are said only in a place where there is no benefit to the Rishus Rabim when he ruins the Meitzer. But hocha ikar afcha, but here there is a benefit to the Rishus Rabim because there's no space. Okay, in other words, no space. Lekar afcha means if there's no space to go by. But here, there's plenty of space in Rishus Rabim, even without his portion, because generally, the assumption is that Rishus Rabim is a wide enough place for them to go by. We learned in the Mishnah, Anomad Aleph, Loka Chotzer Ubazuzim Vigistis Trois, if he purchased a yard and it had in it the protrusions, the smaller, the larger beam protruding, Hari Ibechas Kosa, that it remains in its Chazoka. And the Gemara explains that if the wall fell down, he can build it in the same place together with the zizim. Amar Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, Nofla, what happens if that wall fell down and the protrusion with it, Chayzer Ubayna Oiso, then he can go ahead and rebuild it and he can take out the zizim as in the beginning. I see this. The Gemara asks a question about Reis. Ein Mesayidin, you cannot plaster a house with plaster, Ein Mechayrim, and you cannot make drawings on the wall of images that you have drawn with the plaster, Ein Mefaychin, and you don't make, these are kind of images of colorful images in Bazman Hazeh in today's days, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash because of the mourning of the destruction. However, if Loka Chotzer Mesuyedes Mechuyeres, if a person buys a field that has been plastered or it's been designed with the plaster or Mechuyeches, that it was had these color images, then it remains a chazok. It doesn't have to remove the plaster and the images. What happens if nafla? If that it fell, so then ain't a chayzer ubayna iso. So then he can't go ahead and he can't build it again because every building that you're not permitted to build it in the first place, if he had it and it fell, you're not allowed to go ahead and rebuild it. So therefore the question of Abuna is, he holds that if the yard was fell down, he can build it again with the zizim. So the Gemara answer is Isur Shaina. Isur is different than a damage. That is that the chotzer that has been plastered, you cannot build it again because he will be transgressing a prohibition. But the Koisel together the wall with the zizim, he's allowed to build because there's no iser, but there's only a hezek for the bnei Rishus Rabim. Another brayse with this matter. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the brayse. La yosud odom as beisoy basid, a person should not plaster his house with the plaster because of the mourning of the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Vim edev boy, but if he mixes in the plaster choil oitaven, sand or straw that lightens the color, the whiteness, it fades the whitish color of the plaster, mutar, it's permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says, Erev boi choyel, if he mixes in sand, Harizet Trachsid. That's a very strong building. Also, and that would be prohibited to plaster it with that. I'm attaching the side plaster because I assume that's the taich, but it's some kind of a very fancy, I guess, special way to fix up the wall, which doesn't go along with the mourning for the Beis HaMikdash. But what happens if he mixed in tevin, straw, mutar, and it's permitted? The Gemara brings an additional braisa with regards to the mourning of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Tana Rabbanu, we're doing the braisa. Kshechorav Abayis Bashniya, when the destruction of the temple of the second Beis HaMikdash, Rabu Purushim Yisrael, many people separated themselves, Shalei Lechel Basar, not to eat meat, Veshalei Lishtis Yayin, not to drink wine. Nitpa Lohen Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua attached himself to them, but Omar Lehem, he said to them, Bonai, my children, why don't you eat meat and why don't you drink wine? Omar Lehem, they said to him, Noichal Bosor, Shemimenu, Makriva Gabi Mizbeach, shall we eat meat from of which there is sacrifices on the Mizbeach? V'achshav batel, and now there is no korbanos. And nishta yayin, shall we drink wine, Shemenaskan Gabi Mizbeach, that you would pour out the Mizbeach, v'achshav batel, and now that the Nisachim are batel? Amalahem, so Rabbi Shua said to them, Imkein, if so, lechem lenechal, let us not eat even bread, shekvar batel menoches. Because the minchas, which were of bread, were destroyed. So he said, well, the truth of the matter is, you should really separate yourself from bread either. But efsher befeidus, it's possible to eat fruit. So he said to them, peidus lenoichal. So don't eat peridus because shekvar batel bikurim, because the bikurim have been nullified, they come from fruit too. So they said to him, yeah, we should separate ourselves from fruit too. Efsher b'feiris achedim. It's possible to survive on fruit that are not of the seven species. So he says to them, ma'im lanishta. We should not drink in water, because shekvar batel nischamayim, because the pouring of the water has become nullified. Shasku. They came quiet because you can't have without water. Amar lahen. He said to them, bonai, my children, boy v'aymer lachem, come and I will tell you the halacha. Shaloi lisabel kol iker, not to mourn at all, efsher, that's not possible. Shekvar nigzera gezera, it was already decreed, the decree of the destruction, and we're obligated to mourn because of the pasuk. It says in Yeshayas of Vav Yud, Sisu ito moses kol amisablim oleha. They should rejoice with her, rejoicing all those who mourn of her. But lisabel yoiser medai, efsher, and to mourn more than necessary, it's also not possible, because shengzerin goyzerin gezer ala tzibur, we cannot make a decree on the community, unless majority of the community, rev tzibur yichem lamed, can stand it. And this we learn out, because it says malachi gimul tez, b'me'eira atem ne'orim, v'oysi atem koivim hagoy kulay. And that is, that Hashem is saying to the Yidden, that you accepted upon yourself, with the gezerah of orur, by the decree of Arur, of course, to bring the Meiser to the Beis HaOitzer, to the storage, to the house of storage. And nevertheless, you are stealing from me, and you don't bring the Meiser, the Truma. And the entire people accepted the decree. And Minastam, if the entire people were not able to withstand that decree, they wouldn't accept it. They wouldn't agree to accept it. And so over there we see that he's saying b'me'era atem ne'orim, meaning that that's with a curse. V'oisa atem koivim, but the pasuk used the agoy kula, that has to be the whole nation. So, but majority is like the whole, and so therefore we see that if it's a gzeira, that the majority of the community cannot stand by it, is not a gzeira. Elokach amru chachamim, but so said the chachamim of the braisa. What is the proper way for a person to mourn? The proper way is that sodod mezbeisoy by sid, that a person plasters his house with a plaster. Umashayir boyd over muad, he leaves over a small place, a small area that is not plastered as a remembrance of the Churban. The Gemara asks, v'chamo, how much does he have to leave without the plaster? Rabbi Yosef said, amal amo. An amo by an amo. Rabbi Chizda says, can I get a Pesach opposite the door? The Braisa continues, Oysodim kol sor chesuda, a person does all the needs for the meal, umashayr dover mood, and leaves over a small piece that he doesn't do as a remembrance to the churm. Mahi, the Gemara says, what is that small thing? Amar Rapape, Rapape says, kaso da harsana, a plate of a fish, of a food that fish of that are dipped in oil and in flour, fine flour. The Braisa continues, Oysa isha kol tachshiteho mshayeres dover mood. A woman can use all of her jewelry, but just leaves over something, a small piece as a remembrance to the churm. The Gemara says, Mahi, what is that little thing that she leaves over? Amarav bas tzido. Rav says, bas tzido, she shouldn't put in type of seed at the side of the forehead, which is near the ear, to remove the hair. And all these halachas are learned from the pasuk shenemar. It says in Tehillim Kuf Lamed Vav pasuk Hey Vav, Imeshkochich Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini Tidbak Lashoni Lachikiv Vegomer Im Lo Eskerechi Im Lo Alas Yerushalayim Al Reish Simchosi. So if you forget Yerushalayim Reish Simchosi, so that's why we have to learn from here. We learn that we always have to remember the destruction of Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, "My, what does we learn from the word Adresh Simchosi, on the head of my Simcha, at the top, at the height of joy?" Rabbi Yitzchok is the Efer Makla. This is the Efer, the ashes of Makla that you place, Shebresh Chasanim, that we place at the head of the Chasanim as a remembrance of the destruction. Amalei Rapapa La'abaye. So Rapapa says, "Abaye, Heichin Manachla, where do you place this?" Gemara b'makayim tefillin, you place in the place of tefillin. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yishayah Samachal Gimel, losim lavei leitzion, losis lam pe'er tachas efer, to place to the those who mourn tzion, to give them the pe'er, the beauty of the tefillin instead of the ashes. So it's mashma that the bnei tzion, lavei leitzion, would place the ashes in the place of where you play the tefillin. Raisi continues, V'chol ha'ma'as abel al Yerushalayim, Zoyche v'rei b'simchoso. Anyone who mourns for Yerushalayim merits to see in her joy, Shenemar, as we learn, says in the Pasuk, in Yeshayah, Samachva, Pasuk Yud, Simchas Yerushalayim, rejoice with Yerushalayim, V'gilu kol ha'yaveho, Sisu itamosis kol ha'misablim aleho, who will rejoice with her, those who mourn for her. The Gemara brings an additional Raisi with regards to this matter, Tanya Omrav Yishmoel ben Elisha. We learn the Braisa Shmuel ben Elisha says, "Miyem shechara beis hamikdash, from the day that the beis hamikdash was destroyed, dinhu, it's by right who should nigzel al tzmeinu, that we should decree on upon ourselves to the charbos of lishus yain, not to eat meat and not to drink wine. Elo, but engazim zera la tzibur, we cannot make a decree on the community aliim kein derev tzibur yichaydim lamed ba, unless the majority of the community are able to withstand it." And from the day that the evil kingdom has spread out, the decree on us, bad, evil, and difficult decrees, and destroys from us Torah mitzvahs, they don't allow us to enter in the week of our son to make to bris for our sons. And others say that they don't leave la Yeshua haben, meaning the redemption of the son. By right it would be should decree shel elisa isha, not to marry a woman lohelit banim, to give birth to children. Vinimtza zarish lavrom avinu kolam elov, and it will turn out that the children of Avram Avinu will be destroyed by themselves, and they will not be killed by the Gentiles, and the mitzvahs will not become nullified because of the decree. Elo. But they didn't decree so because Hanach Lam Li Yisrael Mutash Yushayim, leave for the Yidden, they'd rather be accidental that they are marrying women and they don't know that there is a prohibition. Baal Yiyu Mezidin should not be intentional, because if you decree they shouldn't get married, since they won't be able to withstand this decree, they will be mevatlit intentionally. Hadron Alecha Cheska Sabatim, Hadron Alecha Cheska Sabatim, Hadron Alecha Cheska Sabatim.